An arbitrator has denied the appeal of Cambridge gymnastics coach Elvira Sotti, who was handed a lifetime ban from Gymnastics Canada Disciplinary Committee for maltreatment and abuse of several athletes she coached. The decision by Carol Roberts, obtained by Cambridge Today, was released and dated June 24. The list of complaints and violations found by the committee and its hired external investigator, Leanne Cupidio, were that Sotti routinely weighed athletes and made negative comments about their weight in order to motivate them and tried to manipulate her athletes' energy level, weight, eating and drinking habits by restricting their food and water intake and encouraging the use of supplements, at times as an alternative to food. It was also concluded Sotti had trouble keeping her emotions in check, was known to instill fear and used her power of authority to threaten athletes' ambitions of the Olympics and medals, among other complaints. Sanctions levied against Sotti included 10-year suspensions from coaching, judging, officiating, content development, volunteering and membership on Gymnastics Canada's committees or boards. When the 10-year ban is complete, the now 72-year-old Sotti will be allowed to return to training coaches but only under strict conditions that involve having no direct contact with athletes. Sotti, a 2-time Olympic gold medalist for the Soviet Union and 2009 inductee into the International Gymnastics Hall of Fame, has coached local Olympians Yvonne Tusek, Crystal Gilmore and Madeline Gardiner, along with Victoria and Brooklyn Moores, the daughters of former Dynamo Gymnastics co-owners Chris Moores and Lisa Rutledge. Sotti is also a member of the Cambridge Sports Hall of Fame. The local Hall of Fame has yet to make a decision on her status. As part of the decision, Roberts said she will be releasing written reasons for the decision within the time frame set out in the Canadian Sport Dispute Resolution Code. Amir Crown, counsel for one of the complainants, confirmed the written reasoning should be released in the coming days.